This is a story which has been told for over 700 years, but it takes place before the days of Noah and the Ark. It's about a young girl named Ishtar, who was beautiful and kind and wise, and always tried to do what was right. Ishtar loved to watch the moon and the stars at night. When the sun set, she could hardly wait for the sky to grow dark and the stars to come out. Then she would sit down on the ground next to a tree and stare up into the heavens. What Ishtar loved most of all was to see a falling star. When she did, she would try to follow the star until it disappeared from sight. She wondered where falling stars went and said to herself, "Oh, I wish more than anything that I could have one for my very own." One night, Ishtar's wish came true. She was sitting under her favorite tree when she saw a star fall. She sat up very straight and watched it closely as it raced through the sky. But this time the star did not disappear. Instead, the whole earth suddenly lit up, and there was a sound like a great wind. All at once, the night grew dark again. Except something was glowing in the branches of the very tree Ishtar was leaning against, as if the moon had slipped inside the branches. When Ishtar saw that bright glowing light, she was certain that a star had fallen into the tree. And when she saw how beautifully it shone, she knew she had to have it for her very own. Why, it cast a light that completely surrounded her. And in that light, she felt as if she herself were glowing, as if she herself were a star. Feeling very sure of herself, Ishtar climbed up into the tree. She reached out and, oh so carefully, for she was afraid that it might be burning hot, touched the glowing object with her finger. Much to her surprise, it felt cool, and she joyfully picked it up and climbed down the tree. Now she held the object in her hand. But was it truly a star? It looked more like a precious glowing jewel. Ishtar peered into it and saw a burning flame, which seemed as if it would never go out. Right in the center of that flame, Ishtar thought she saw a face. The closer she looked, the clearer it became. All of a sudden, she heard a voice, the voice of an old wise man.
"Ishtar, that is no star in your hand. It is a magic jewel that has fallen from the throne of glory in paradise, where God's home is. Unless that jewel is returned to its proper place, a great blessing will be lost to the world. No matter who comes to you, an angel or a demon, and tries to get you to give up the jewel, don't give it away. For even the angel will not return it to its rightful place. Angels, too, can be tempted when they see something so precious and powerful. Know, Ishtar, that you, and only you, must return that jewel to God's throne."
But I'm only a little girl. What should I say? And how will I know if I am faced with an angel or a demon?"
"Remember this," said the voice, which really belonged to the good angel Raziel. "If anyone comes to you who does not cast a shadow, he is a demon. If he has wings, he is an angel. To the demon say, 'Demon, tell me, where is your shadow?' That will take care of him. To the angel say, 'I won't give you the jewel unless you give me your wings.' And the minute you have them, fly away with the jewel. Remember, Ishtar, everything depends on you."
All at once, the figure in the flame vanished. All Ishtar could see was the flame itself, burning as brightly as ever. She looked up and saw that it had grown very dark, for the moon was covered by a dark cloud. Suddenly, Ishtar heard a voice saying,
"The jewel has grown dark, Ishtar. It is useless now. You might as well throw it away."
Ishtar looked down and saw that it was true. The flame was almost out. Why, it was no larger than a tiny ember. Ishtar shivered with fear and prayed, for if the flame went out, what would protect her? Then the cloud passed, and the full moon shone brightly again. That is when Ishtar saw a dark figure standing in front of the tree, a dark figure who did not cast a shadow. She knew at once that it must be a demon, trying to steal the precious jewel. And Ishtar was no longer afraid. Remembering the words of the old man, she shouted as loudly as she could, "Tell me, demon, where is your shadow?" Suddenly, the demon vanished. Ishtar was alone beneath the moon, and the flame in the jewel burned brightly once more. She breathed a sigh of relief and turned to go, clutching her treasure. At that moment, she saw something bright in the distance, something like a flaming bird. She watched as it came closer, until a radiant being stood in front of her, glowing so brightly that she had to shield her eyes. "Who are you?" she whispered, so afraid that she could hardly speak. "I have been sent to recover the fallen jewel," said the glowing figure, who had shimmering wings that beat slowly back and forth. "Are you an angel?" Ishtar asked. "Yes," said the angel. And again Ishtar remembered the words of the wise man. "In that case, there is something you must do for me before I give you the jewel." "What is it?" "You must let me try on your wings." "But that is impossible," said the angel. "My wings do not come off. There is no way I can give them to you." "I don't believe you," said Ishtar, who was as clever as well as brave. "If you are an angel, anything should be possible. If you can't give me your wings, you must not be an angel." "Of course anything is possible," said the angel. "If you don't believe me, watch." The angel took off his wings and handed them to Ishtar. She put them on right away, and when she felt them beating, she understood how it was possible to fly. Immediately she flew off, while the angel looked on, helpless. Ishtar soared on one long breath into the heavens and found herself before the throne of glory. There she saw 9 glowing jewels, exactly like her own, but the place for the 10th jewel was empty. Ishtar opened her hand and looked at the precious jewel. Its inner flame burned so brightly and so purely that she felt as if she were invisible in its light. And she put the 10th jewel back in its place in the throne of glory. At that moment, the heavens were filled with song, the most beautiful music that Ishtar had ever heard. It was the voice of angels rising up as one, blessing her deed. Above them, another voice could be heard, one that seemed to speak from inside her and outside her at the same time. She knew without asking that it was the voice of God. And God said, "Ishtar, you have done a great deed. Because of you, the world will be blessed, for I am going to make you the morning star, the brightest in all the sky." God kissed Ishtar, and all at once she found herself glowing as brightly as the sun, filling the darkness with light. On Earth, everyone looked up and wondered at the new star, which was indeed the brightest in the sky. And all who saw it knew that it was a great blessing. Would you like to know what happened to the angel?
Well, he wandered round the world for many, many years, unable to return to paradise without his wings. At last, God decided that his punishment had lasted long enough, and let him find the ladder that Jacob saw in his dream, with angels going up and down its rungs. The angel quickly climbed up the ladder. And that is how the wingless angel finally got back to heaven.